more pictures have emerged of Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom.
Oh, and happy birthday to Orlando Bloom, actually, today. He's a fellow Aquarius.
I wonder if she'll get him something nice.
Ooh. Help, I need somebody. Help, that's a nice-looking couple, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Help, you know I need someone.
That time of the week when we try and help you. If there's a dilemma of something that's bothering you, then let us know. Pete joins us this morning. Hi, Pete.
Hi, Pete.
Hey, Jamie. Hey, Emma.
Hey.
Welcome to Hot Breakfast. Hey. Pete, whereabouts are you calling from?
I'm in Twickenham.
Okay. What can we do for you this morning, Pete?
Listen, I actually really, really need your help. I've got a huge dilemma at the minute.
Okay, you come to the right place.
Thank you. Look, a lot of people, I'm doing a sponsored dry January for a local charity, and I managed to raise quite a bit of money. It's almost close to about £3,000, in fact, which is great.
Wow. Congratulations.
Well done, you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Look, everything was going really well until the weekend. I went out for a friend's birthday, and, you know, well, look, the night started off pretty well. I was on the soft drinks, but everyone else was, you know, having a few drinks.
I know where this is going.
I'd had a really tough first week back at work, and look, I hate to admit this, but I might have ended up having a cheeky little gin and tonic.
Just one?
Maybe one or two or three. it gets slightly worse than that. Since then, pictures keep coming up on Facebook of me with the drink in my hand. I'm tagging myself, but then someone else is putting one on there. It ended up being a bit of a wild night. I'm absolutely riddled with guilt. I don't really know what to do.
Damn that Facebook!
I know.
So when you say you don't know what to do, you're not sure whether you think you should maybe give the money back that you raised for Dry January?
Yeah,
is that your dilemma?
Exactly. I mean, you know, this is money off my friends and my family. I don't really want to con them into giving money,
yeah,
but equally, I don't want to, let the charity down.
Okay.
I understand.
Oh, Pete.
I understand. It's a tricky one, isn't
that
it?
That is a tricky one.
Never so well.
But listen, I think maybe we need your help. Why don't you text us 82122? Yeah. Let us know what you think Pete should do.
Pete, don't go anywhere.
Don't go anywhere.
I will chat to you next. It is Wednesday the 13th of January, and because it's Wednesday...
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody.
We're here to help you, you know.
You know, I need someone.
We met Pete in Twickenham a little earlier on. Morning, Pete.
Morning, Pete.
Morning.
Pete's done brilliantly. He's raised nearly £3,000 doing a sponsored dry January. Thing is, he's not as dry, as people initially thought when they were sponsoring him. And he thinks he might get busted. What's he to do?
Dearie me. Gary says he should pay the money himself. Lasting till the first weekend is rubbish. Oh, dear. I love this one, though. Tell Pete to have a drink and mull it over. Bit cheeky.
Thing is,
see some of the texts we're getting, Pete.
Don't you must not forget that you've raised £3,000, which for a wonderful cause,
yeah,
which
amazing.
Is fantastic.
I know, I'm just concerned it's a bit fraudulent, that's all, you know.
Well, the thing is, when people sponsor you, they're less bothered about your own endurance. They're more concerned about that the money is going to a good cause. If you were going to keep that money, then I could understand that would be an issue.
Yeah, yeah.
But the fact that it's
going... I did like 10 days, right?
Yeah, Pete, that's not gonna stand up in a court of law, my friend.
Clara said, if I gave money for charity, I wouldn't mind him having a sneaky drink. See, it's for charity.
Well, listen, Angela joins us. She's in Richmond. Morning, Angela.
Morning, Angela.
Morning.
Angela, what do you think Pete should do?
Well, I think, firstly, you're rubbish. 10 days, got a cop out. Secondly, thirdly, I think you should do the whole of February, so that you'd be doing over a month, and that's your fault.
Actually, Angela, that's a very good point.
That is a good point, because Michelle also said that. I think Pete should maybe do dry February as well to make up for it.
Pete, would you be happy to put in some extra days to make up for the times when you were on the gin?
Do you know what? I'm going to say yes. It would ease my guilt hugely. So, yeah, I'm going to say yes.
I think it would.
I think that's
help.
About right.
Yes.
Well, listen, there we go. I think our work here is done.
Pete, I don't know whether I dare to ask, but would you let us know how you get on?
Yeah, I can do that.
Keep up the good work and stay off the booze,
Pete. Good luck, Pete.
Thank you for your help.